A concern over broadband coming to native villages. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. The biggest local internet service provider in northernmost Alaska expects high demand for broadband connections it'll be offering early next year, especially from customers that need a lot of bandwidth.
Everybody is very enthusiastic about this project that is a heavy user of broadband, and the schools, libraries, clinics, all of those are anchor institutions.
Jens Lipanex directs operations for Arctic Slope Telephone Association Cooperative. He says Aztec's been upgrading its system over the past year or so to transition from a satellite-based system it now uses to provide internet and wireless service to one that uses a subsea fiber optic cable that Anchorage-based Quintillion Networks will be laying off the coast of northern Alaska this summer.
The capacity that we're going to have access to is much, much greater than everything that was done over the satellite.
Lipanex says that's good news to residential customers who've had to deal with slow, bulky, and expensive internet connections for such bandwidth-hogging uses as streaming video.
Netflix, gaming, you know, things that require very quick response times.
The cable also will bring broadband to four coastal communities that have never had it before: Nome, Kotzebue, Point Hope, and Barrow. Steve Umatuk was born and raised in Point Hope, and he has some reservations about broadband coming to his village.
I just feel that high technology is good, you know, but there's a time and place that it should be used.
Umatuk's an Inupiat whale hunter who's served as mayor of his community and now works as a school teacher. He agrees broadband could improve education, but he's concerned it'll aggravate the problem of young people in the village losing touch with their cultural identity.
I try to let the younger generation understand that they have an identity that should never be forgotten, and that you have a rich history, a rich culture.
Umatuk says young people in Point Hope, like their counterparts everywhere else in the world, are already constantly glued to their cell phones. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.